This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Local residents had a chance to tell Chattanooga officials how to spend more than $200 million. That's how much the city is expected to budget for fiscal year 2019. Chattanooga Mayor Andy Burke invited ordinary citizens to meet with officials and help decide who gets a slice of the $200 million pie.
Tonight we're asking citizens for their input into the budget. We want to know how they feel about the things that are happening in the city, how we can make progress on the problems, and what we should be doing next year.
That's Burke at the first of three citizen budget input sessions. The first happened November 20th at the Kingdom Center on MLK Boulevard. A crowd showed up to brainstorm ideas about making streets safer and neighborhoods stronger. Even though few of us know the intricacies of revenue for road repair or the fine points of police pensions, we're all experts on the issues, according to Burke.
The people who are here tonight know what the problems are that face our city. And it's not always about ensuring that they know what we should do. It's about knowing what the priorities are.
The crowd split up into discussion groups, about six people at each table, a mix of city employees and residents. Seth Miller is with the Chattanooga Fire Department. He's the administrative deputy chief. He took charge at one table and handed out Sharpies and Post-it notes.
So real quickly, what we're going to do is go around. I just want you to say your first name and where you're from. All right?
I'm Tia. I'm from Dalewood.
Tia Taylor Clark is a grandmother who volunteers at her grandson's school. And education is one of her concerns. On a Post-it note, she wrote an idea. Classes for parents, mandatory. She suggested the city fund something like that in the 2019 budget so parents can stay informed.
They don't know what the teachers go through. They don't know what their kids are doing. But I think that it's really important for them to see what these teachers have to go through when they're dealing with all these different personalities from these different children, because it really is a lot. It really is a lot.
All right. Well, I'm supposed to close it out.
At the end of the evening, Mayor Burke emphasized the importance of conversations like this.
That's what makes our local government so special, is that relationship that we have with you. Thank you for coming out tonight.
The city hosted two more citizen budget input meetings after that, one a few nights later in Hickson, then the final one, November 30th in Brainerd, where Eastlake resident Edward Curtis pounded his fist on a table while making a point about the local economy.
The pay here is so low. Yeah, you need increased wages.
Earning.
Yeah, the earning power here.
Increase our earning and wages.
All right, everyone. Please come to order.
Maura Black Sullivan, the city's chief operating officer, called on various people in the crowd.
Someone from table two, you want to come up to the mic?
And urged them to share their priorities.
Support affordable housing downtown.
More vocational training. Increasing our test scores.
More community feeling by creating more green spaces in the communities.
Participants' written ideas will be taken to officials and typed into a spreadsheet to help inform funding priorities in fiscal year 2019. This is a fairly new approach for the city, something that started during Burke's administration. The yearly budget used to be determined just by looking at numbers. How much a department was allocated in previous years and how much might be needed in the future, an administrative process behind closed doors. This new approach is called budgeting for outcomes. It's not only about open meetings, it's also about accountability. Those who receive funds have to demonstrate they're using the money effectively.
The people are required to report on the achievement of the benchmarks that they said they would.
That's Daisy Madison, the city's chief financial officer. This new approach puts a smile on her face.
It's not just about the numbers. It's much more about the outcome, and I love it.
Next year, a different group of locals will weigh in on what Chattanooga should fund. The city council will start debating this budget in the summer. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.